tell you plenty about building airport runways. Of course, most of those he helped build were on surfaces like coral, under the threat of attack by the Japanese. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it? Come on.
Today's
come
a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause
drop it down.
We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Al Bodenlos witnessed the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor. As a member of the 13th Construction Battalion, he spent much of the war years island hopping the Pacific, constructing and repairing runways.
And I ended up on Okinawa. After 2 years of no leave, they finally gave me a month's leave. That was in 1945, and I was expected to go back for the invasion of Japan.
Of course, that invasion never occurred. The use of two atomic weapons ended the war.
Now, had I had to, I don't believe I would have survived. I weighed 128 pounds, and it was estimated that 1.5 million Japanese would have been killed, and over 1.5 million American military would have been killed invading Japan.
Al believes President Truman's decision to use two atomic weapons was a wise one. Not just because it affected his life, but the lives of many from both countries.
Of course, that saved our lives. People will say, oh, we were so cruel. We killed 160,000 Japanese in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What about the 3 million lives that were saved because the atomic bombs ended the war?
Today, Al returns to Hawaii, often to share his story with generations who only know it through history books.
I volunteer at the Arizona Visitor Center Memorial most of the time when I'm there, you know, because I've been on the island so many times. So I enjoy volunteering, meeting people from all over the world.
Part of Al's work is with the Veterans Museum and Memorial Center in San Diego, where we had the chance to hear his story. Traveling the countryside in San Diego, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.